I am Walter Spires, and we are hanging on Jesus Every Word. We are well into our study in the Sermon on the Mount, looking at the instructions Jesus gives us with those commands that begin with, when you. And the first one was, when you give. The last week or two, we've been in, when you pray. And we're going to continue that today before we get to what's called the model prayer. Today, we're going to pick it up in Matthew 6, verse 8. So do not be like them. And he was talking about the Gentiles who pray long prayers with lots of words. He said, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I've read that, but what struck me as I was studying and preparing this brief devotion was that begs the question that many Christians would ask, why pray? If our Father in heaven knows what we need, he knows how he's going to answer it, he's sovereign, all-knowing, all-powerful, all those things, why pray? I think it's a reasonable question. The first answer is, look a few verses above, and we note that Jesus said, when you pray. So it's a command. It's not an option. Jesus is instructing his disciples, and that's the audience here, when you pray, and he begins to teach them about that. The second thing is, as John Calvin noted in one of his commentaries, it's certainly not for the benefit of God. Yet, God is delighted when his children come to him and ask. Also, when we pray, it's an act of humility. It's either a time to go and praise him and thank him, or plead with him for things that we really need or for the needs of others. It's a really special private moment with the Lord God, our Father. God delights in our prayers. And my prayer for you is that you've reached a point in your walk with him that you delight in spending time with him just as Jesus did, because he is our great example, even in prayer. Hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.